Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O God. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O God. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O God. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. When he saves me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy, and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he washed me, this I know. And when he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy, and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he washed me, this I know. And when he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me as worthy, and not as I am. He views me in garments as white as the snow. For the Lamb of God is worthy, and he washed me, this I know. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out down and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find it not too busy to hear hearts cry. He's passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart cry. He is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. I will sing his praise again. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. I will sing his praise again. Until you know that loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and picks him up above the plant where he is thrown. Until you know just how it feels to know that God is really real, you know nothing until you know the love of God. Until you know the loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and picks him up upon the plant where he is strong. Until you know just how it feels to know that God is really real, you know nothing until you know the love of God. Until you know the loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and picks him up above the plant where he is wrong. Until you know just how it feels to know that God is really real, you know nothing until you know the love of God. But for the blood Jesus shed on Calvary, but for the blood there'd be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, that's all I'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free, I am to blame. How I longed to hide my face, I was so ashamed for all the wrong I'd done. I knew I had to pay. I was bound to face hell's flames. I'd be there today, my friends, but for the blood. But for the blood shed. Christ's tree. But for the blood, there'll be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness, it's filthy rags, that's all I'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free. Even now I get so low, you know the devil lets me know I'm so undeserving. I'm unworthy of God's love. Oh, yes, I know it's true, but I'm here with a chosen few I stand today. I'm saved but for the blood. But for the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. But for the blood there'll be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, that's all I'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Nations are breaking, Israel's awaking. The sign that the prophets foretold. The Gentile is numbered with horrors encumbered. Eternity soon will unfold. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. The victory is growing, Jerusalem's restoring, her national have long dethroned. Today she is calling, her letter is falling, return, O dispersed, to your own. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Heaven's powers are shaking, and many are mistaking God's meaning to be of the sky. God's church is in power, that shaking desire, the day of redemption is nigh. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. False prophets are lying, God's truth they're denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation spurns God's revelation, we'll walk where the apostles have trod. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Endless times will surely come, like great Apostle Paul declared. Men loving pleasures more than God. Apostasy is everywhere. And if you look around, you'll see God-fearing men are hard to find. and know it breaks the heart in me. By the signs, it's almost time. It's almost time to say goodbye to a world that slaps his heart and mine. Trials faced on every hand, brought on by the curse of sin. I know it won't be very long till Jesus comes to claim his own. We must keep this dark in mind. By the word, it's almost time. Now there are those who have no hope. Our Savior died, but he arose. As living proof appeared to man. Walk with his chosen once again. He led him out to Bethany. And on the cloud he went away. And his city is up in the sky. The angel said he's coming back. It's almost time to say goodbye to a world that slacks his heart and mind. Trials faced on every hand, bought on by the curse of sin. I know it won't be very long till Jesus comes to claim his own. We must keep this thought in mind. By the word, it's almost time. God of this evil age has blinded the mind today. Of people who walk their own way, according to God's own word, denying the things he's done, of sending his only son, accepting the creed of man, rejecting the word of God. This is the evening time, it's later than you may. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now to come mine I hear. He that have an ear to hear, the evening time is here. The darkness throughout the land, this world just can't understand. That prophet has walked this land, proclaiming the way to God. If you would be saved today, then follow the words he gave, accepting the word of God, for this is the evening time. This is the evening time, it's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now to come mine eye ear. He that had an ear to hear, the evening time is here. This is the evening time, it's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now to come mine eye ear. He that had an ear to hear, the evening time is here.
He that hath an ear to hear. Yeah, a lot of guys hear us. They listen to us, but they don't hear us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He that hath an ear to hear. And just use it for mockery and for... That's all, but they don't have an ear to hear.
Mm-hmm.
They've only got... They don't even have a year left for the grace age.
Yes.
And it'll be all over but the crying. Mm-hmm. It'll cease. But that door closes, many, mm-hmm. many will come. Lord, open up. Well, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. There's a haven to gain in the help to shun. The way is still straight. There's a race to be run. You can do as you please, but you must pay the cost. The highway to heaven still goes by the cross. There's a haven to gain and out to shun. The way is still straight. There's a race to be run. You can do as you please, but you must pay the cost. The highway to heaven still goes by the cross. There's a haven to gain and the hell to shun. The way is still straight. There's a race to be run. You can do as you please, but you must pay the cost. The highway to heaven still goes by the cross. Jesus came unto his own, but his own received him not. He healed the sick and he caused the blind to see. He made a lamp to walk again, and he set the captives free. But they turned their back upon the Lord and nailed him to a tree. What will you do with Jesus Christ as he pleased with you today? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Jesus Christ, he's still the same, he'll do the same for you. The peace he gives is hard to understand. He'll be the kindest, truest friend that you ever had. Don't crucify the Lord again, don't turn your back on him. What will you do with Jesus Christ as he pleads with you today? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? The Lord who died upon the cross will come to earth one day. His coming now is even at the door. Will your soul be ready? Will your sins be washed away? Or will he turn his back on you and say, I know you not? What will you do with Jesus Christ as he pleads with you today? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? Will you let him change your life, or will you walk away? The Lord who died upon the cross will come to earth one day. His coming now is even at the door. Will your soul be ready? Will your sins be washed away? Or will he turn his back chapter, he'll say, I know you're not, that's not my chapter, that's his chapter, really. You walk away from this, you're walking away, you're walking straight into hell. This is the final calling.
Mm-hmm.
People like it or not, I didn't. This is the last calling before judgment strikes. I couldn't see that 3-4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It made me think, but I couldn't see it. I can see it now because of the shortness of time we're in. You got to call it the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is that chapter, whether people like it or not. This is that meat and new season. This is going to be that living water.
Mm-hmm. Show me a different one.
Go around the world and find something.
Believe me, I didn't bring myself where I am today. It was the Lord all the way. He took me off that colony and he introduced me to Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson, and brought me to where I am now.
You list all of these wannabes that come out from under Brother Jackson's watch.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm talking about. I know that chart is right at 2021.
Mm-hmm. You know how
you only got 10 more months for the grace age.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Like a year ago, I couldn't say that, but now I feel like in my spirit, when Jesus said, when you see these things come, lift up your head and rejoice, for your redemption draweth near. And that's what you feel, really, because there's so much corruption in this world, so much evil, that you can rejoice.
Yeah, I have to say the same thing. I just did a math. It wasn't like I got it from the Lord, like that saying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was just simple mathematics, like I got the 1906 and
mm-hmm.
I got the 63.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't inspired. All I got was the midnight cry. All I got from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Once I had the midnight cry, then I did the math myself. Well, it so turned out that the math that I did happened to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until I got up, I couldn't sleep one night, and I knew that. It dawned on me that it was wrong.
Well, really, all that the Lord needed to give you was that revelation on that midnight, word midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like the midnight of what? Because the wise and that parable that Jesus said, for the wise and the foolish,
mm-hmm.
The foolish only pertain to the Laodicea church age.
Mm-hmm.
And no other age, church age, will be foolish virgins. It's just in this last church age.
I know there are a lot of people listening on this website. They do it for some to spy us out,
mm-hmm.
some to ridicule us. But there's that one. There's that one, that genuine one that's
mm-hmm.
out there. That's what God is after. When I remember years back, he told me to start it out on a website. Well, I didn't know nothing about no website. And then a few years later, he brings you on board.
Mm-hmm.
Then he tells me, without you, there is no program. You're not going to be able to pull it off, stand by yourself. So, and the rest is history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not our doing. The Lord began to deal with me when I was 7 years old to prepare me for this.
Mm-hmm.
We're not some fly-by-night that just
mm-hmm.
happened to show up accidentally, you know?
Yeah.
It's not a hand-me-down. We had to go through hell and high water to get to where we are today. Man, look. God prepared us for... I don't say it lightly, just that meat and due season. I don't say it lightly, this is the living water. But when I go back in my life, how the Lord has prepared me. What for? Just for this.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. Now, if people want to mock, they want to. They can if they want, but it's going to be to their demise.
Mm-hmm.
They'll like that song says. Like it says here, or will he turn his back on you and say, I know you not?
Mm-hmm.
You turn this down, you're heading for that, to hear that phrase, I know you not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that final chapter for the grace age, yeah. You know? Once the grace age is over, the week of Daniel started, this is not the end of the world. Like a lot of people, scare tactics, you know?
Mm-hmm.
God always has it provided a way. When you turn down this here, then you'll have to say, I know you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You turn down this meat and do see. If you think you'll find it somewhere else, go look. Believe you me, if there would be, I would gladly go there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But has it befallen us? Or will he turn his back on you and say, I know you're not? There's a lot of people that listen that. They're preachers even. They sit on the Brother Jackson watch and they don't believe a word we're saying, you know. I know they listen because I see it on their website. We hear about the war. We see the famine in the land. There's questions in little children's eyes. Trouble in the east again. The whole world is shaking with no safe place to stand. And the mournful sound is heard throughout the land. Oh, but I keep listening for a different sound. It's the sound of a city that chants are coming down. A sound of the bride being united with the land. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here. The end of time, and the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. Oh, but I keep listening for a different sound. It's the sound of a city that jumps off coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the lamb. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. Oh, but I keep listening for a different sound. It's the sound of a city that chants are coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the lamb. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. My dad used to preach that 50 years ago. He told the people it's hardly worth putting the crop down. That's what they told me anyway. That's what he said. I never heard him say that. He's all talking about the end time. But see, the mockers, they say he said. He might have said it. But I didn't hear him say not to put the crap in this year, you know. That'd be contrary to scripture. Because he says, occupy till I come. And, you know, when the grace age is over, it's not the end. Things will go on as before.
Mm-hmm.
But to the Gentile, we close heaven's doors next September 2021. The Gentile day is numbered. And, the Gentile is over. Some people don't even know there's a Gentile age. Mm-hmm. When the when the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, the Jews were blinded in part until, see, there's a time frame, until means, well, like, you're not going to do the bread until 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Until, up at 2 o'clock, then you can bake the bread, you know, until. The Gentiles, the Jews have been blinded in part until, well, there's a time frame, the fullness of the Gentiles have come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Gentile is over. That's it. You can scream and holler all you want. The grace age is over. Mm-hmm. Jesus is no more on the mercy seat. He gets off the mercy seat and he comes down and he introduces himself to the Jewish nation. That's the Yom Kippur. That's, you know, Jesus comes down in the spirit. And the Jews recognize whom they have pierced. Mm-hmm. That's like September the 15th, 2021. How do you know? Well, it just needs simple math, eh? Midnight cry in the middle of Laodicea. If there's a middle of it, there's got to be end of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's 2021, if you count right, if you do the math, everybody can do the math. I did it, but I was wrong. I had 2020. And then the Lord put the switch on. See, you're ignorant as a duck.
Yeah,
that's the Lord put the switch on. Mm-hmm. Even these messages, these conversations we're having, people listen to them, they're blind as a bat. They don't get none out of it.
Mm-hmm.
To them, it's gibberish.
Mm-hmm.
But there's that one, you know? There's that one that it was meant for. I remember back, when I got this phone call from this guy, and he said, oh, 10 o'clock at night, saying, who is Jesus Christ? And I don't know why he asked me. Maybe he wanted to know, maybe he wanted to just kind of fish me out and see what my version is of Jesus. I was a preacher from Monterey, called me. Well, I tried to explain the best I know how, but how can you explain? I said to him, before I tell you who Jesus is, I first have to tell you who God is.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Jesus is not God. Anyway, I tried to explain the best I know how, and then I couldn't sleep all night. I said, I got all this information. I know it's true. I know it's valid. And I have no platform, you know. I have nobody to tell it to. But anyway, I was tossing and turning all night. Around 5 o'clock, I dozed off a little bit. Around 6 o'clock, I woke up again. And the Lord spoke to me, why don't you start up a website?
Mm-hmm.
That's how this website came to me. It wasn't nothing I did. And because about 6 months prior to this, somebody asked me, saying, why don't you start up a church? I said, oh yeah, I'll start a church. I'll become another ism or another ite, another cult. I'll start up a church, all right. If the Lord wants me to start up anything, he'll have to drag me into it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always been my opinion. I'm not going to go out there and start something. It wasn't until the Lord said, why'd you start up a website? What was the Lord speak? 6 o'clock in the morning. Because I knew the stuff that I had was out. And I knew the Lord took me through all this education and all this Brother Branham and denominationalism, and like I say, the Lord started me back when I was 7 years old to prepare me for this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it. I was just guided by an unseen hand. And that he, I didn't, then he told me, when you start up a website, well, I didn't know nothing about no website. I tried a little bit here, a little bit there, and I couldn't come up, I don't even know how to start. Don't know nothing about computers. The only thing I knew about how to tap into Fate Assembly. That time we were listed Fate Assembly. That's about all I know about a computer. And then the Lord brought you on board. And then he told me, without you there is no program. Like, he was still thinking about the thing that he told me, why did you start up a website? Well, he knew I can't. So he brings you on board to get the ball rolling, you know. All that takes time. That was over a period of years. And here we are today. We're, he qualified us. He brought you on board and then told us to have these conversations every Sunday, and that's what we're doing. And I didn't know why, and he let me know. You don't have to advertise. When the time is ready, I want this, these conversations out there for people to come to.
Mm-hmm.
And I will bring people in. That's what he didn't say in an audible voice, but I know that's what he wants us to have these conversations. And when the time is right, there will be people out there. Because I remember that scripture, he'll send a hunger and a thirst in the land, not for bread and water, but for the living word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they'll find it. This is where it'll go. I saw the other day, there's some already, there'll be more as time goes on. There's just like a, best I can sound, like an eagle, maybe like a vulture. You just can't wait till you put the next message on. You don't put it on until maybe Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. But you can't wait for the next one. You know, like an eagle, he wants that fresh kill. And it says, where the carcass is, the eagle's got it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I saw the other day. You can't wait until they get that, what you have to say next, you know. That's that meat and due season. That's that fresh kill for that eagle.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that season is over, it's also that living water that Jesus said, come and drink out of the waters of life freely. That's the only place you find it for free. You don't have to pay nothing. You don't even have to pay tithes. You know, everywhere else you go, they expect you to pay 10%. Well, here you don't have nothing. You don't have a thing where you could even donate if you even wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I would do with the money. We got more money than we can handle. You can spend it 5 lifetimes. Because God supplies our needs according to his riches and glory. But anyway, that's not our website. That's the Lord's website. Yeah, it's our chapter, because we have to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be led. We have to be yielding to the Lord. We have to be obedient to the Lord. We have to lift the life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So really, it's our chapter, but it's all inspired by him, from the God of heaven,
mm-hmm.
by the Holy Ghost, as he's doing all this. It's his living water. It's his meat and due season. We're just delivering it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like the mailman, when he brings the mail, it's not his mail, he's just delivering it.
Yeah.
It's our mail.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same with this message. It's not, it's really, we're just delivering it. That's it. And I know there's people going to hear this and they're going to be jealous. What's there to be jealous about? You're jealous over the journey that I had to go through, being terminated from your own family,
mm-hmm.
from your own children, a young family, and being terminated. You want to go through what I had to go through to come where I am today? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's for another day. But I want to have a conversation on these nasty emails that people send us.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, before I do, I'd like to just kind of let them know, hey, it's not us you're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Lord Jesus Christ who crucified.
Mm-hmm.
And, a very nasty email. I was going to address it, but, you can't let people get away with doing things without addressing what the consequences will be, you know, for, you know that, but there are some. We get some good emails too. You know where that one is from that cucks guy that sent us one. about 4 or 5 years ago he sent us one. So we're getting good ones too. But to me, it doesn't matter whether they're bad or good. We just got a commission from the Lord, do this website, and let the chips all over to me, you know. But before I'm not going to read you the bad ones. I'll read you a few good ones that are beneficial. And see, this is what this website is for. It's not for the critic. It's for the person that's predestinated, that's been honed out from before the foundation of the world. That because when you go to Acts 2:38, it says, repent, be baptized, everyone, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive this, the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's a promise to you, your children, and to them that's afar off. See, it's for them that's afar off. This is for them, you know. As many as the Lord our God shall call. If you haven't been called, you're just wasting your time. The Lord has to call you.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord added to the church daily as many as should be saved. There's nothing we could do. You can go out and proselyte all you want. Don't do nothing. And that's why these people, they send in these bad emails, these derogatory emails, because they haven't been called. They need to get to a place in their heart where they can repent with a contrite heart. A contrite heart God has never rejected. That's where they need to go to.
Mm-hmm.
So that maybe God will find something in his heart that he can work with. But if you're just going out there to slander things, I'm afraid God's not going to have, you don't have a prayer.
Hello, brother. I'm very glad that I found this website today. I started believing the message sent by God in 1994. I heard about Brother Jackson during that, and I attended many services there at the conventions. I know many went off track with the third day teaching and so much more. I have been searching and searching for truth that has continued on and that takes it back to the Word. I feel like I am spiritually starving. I have downloaded several of your sermons. I am glad you put them on MP3s and they are easy to download. If this is Brother Sam, I think I remember you. I attended the church in Bloomington for several years. I think you were a truck driver, if I remember correctly. I feel very spiritually alone and it seems not many care for the sheep. Please remember me in prayer. I also agree that the 2 days have not ended. I believe God revealed this to me a few years ago after the death of Brother Jackson. I thought much about the scripture that says, as it was in the days of Noah, where only 8 souls were saved. It was a small number in comparison to the population in those days. I desire to be one of the 8. Bless you, brother. I am happy to find the website. I have typed in Fivefold Ministry, William Branham, Raymond Jackson, and went through pages. For a long time, I've searched websites for truth all over the world. A few days ago, I had a dream, and the Lord spoke to me and told me that He was going to lead me. If you remember the dream Brother Jackson had about the numbers and letters that pertain to the coming of the Lord, one group says we are in the third day, Brother Ellen. One, he says the 2 days are over. And one says how we shouldn't predict and it's man's failure. See, those are 3 categories. But remember, it's so strange, it's a strange thing for God to reveal these things to us because He did the same with Daniel. And I believe Brother Jackson's dream was from God, but many don't care because before much longer, God will have His chosen watchmen that will see eye to eye. There are a group of Amish in Indiana near Brazil that have saw the message of truth and they sometimes visit at Bloomington. There is about 20 of them. I will send your website to them. The pastor is a nice brother and loves truth. They meet in their homes and most still have no electricity.
But anyway, see, that's how God's work, how God works. This man was seriously looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said, okay, he gave him a dream, I'm going to lead you.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day he landed on his website.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're doing. We're just putting it out there. And then there's another one from that Jeremy. What does that one say?
Hi there, I've been listening and reading to your conversation for almost 2 days now, and I'm actually really excited to find that there are actual people here that believe in Jesus and know the truth. My prayers have been answered after searching for 2 to 3 years. I finally found people that believe what I believe and have a thirst for God and His Word. And now I know I'm not the only one who believes that the Hutterite system is a cult along with pretty much all churches and that salvation is in Jesus Christ alone. I found out about you through this booklet you sent to Ernest Bliss. Didn't think much of it after all the lies I was told about you, but after reading bits and pieces, I knew there was something behind it. And because you talked about Greenwald and about Sam, which happens to be my grandfather, and I come from Greenwald, what a coincidence. It was pretty obvious God was behind it. Anyway, to make a long story short, after learning from you that I have to be baptized, I want to be baptized in Jesus' name.
See, those are two good ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to read the nasty ones because they're behind it is the spirit of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm trying to say is the jealousy involved, and it's really what it is. It's Satan, ever since I picked you up, Satan has been trying to throw a wedge between the two of us,
mm-hmm.
because he knows without you I'm useless.
Mm-hmm.
So he's using the family and everything he can to drive a wedge between us. Like I say, by myself I'm useless. I don't have scripture. It says by the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses let everything be established. The devil knows that. So he's zeroing in on this here. First he's got to separate you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what we went through with my family and you went through with your family. Trying to drive a wedge between us.
Mm-hmm.
But see, it's not going to happen. And then these are just kind of like spitballs are thrown at us.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, behind it is the spirit of Satan. And we are aware... We're not ignorant of his cunning devices,
mm-hmm.
you know. We can smell them even before it happened. The Lord will give me a dream. Tomorrow this and this will happen. Or something like that, you know. And then these guys treat using this, get on his website. I guess they found it through that Jeremy. And I guess they don't like what they hear.
Mm-hmm.
But see, it's not for them. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's for that Cuts guy and that people like Jeremy, people that are really out there searching,
mm-hmm.
people that the Lord has honed out from before the foundation of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts a search and a hunger in, because he said he'll send a hunger and a thirst in the land for the living word of God. And that's what God is doing. He's put that hunger in, and then they go search, they don't know where. But the Lord happens to create a circumstance,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they will find it.
Yeah.
We're done. Don't advertise, just always put a website, then they gave it a title to it, call it Let the Truth Be Told. Like when you go back and let the truth be told. Come on, just let it be told, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just get out of the way and let the truth be told, because you won't find it nowhere. Just let the truth be told. And here it is, here's the truth. Here's that, who is then that wise and faithful servant? I didn't wake up one morning and decide I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Who is then that wise and faithful servant whom the Lord has qualified? The Lord has qualified us to deliver that meat in due season. We didn't do this. We just trying to make it plan. This is not our program. He told me, without you, there is no program. I've been hoofing it all my life, all along, till you came aboard. Now the Lord is saying, okay, Sam, it's no more you alone. Now Lorraine is going to come on board. And if you don't take her along on board, then there is no program.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you've done up till now is useless. She continues with her, you continue with the program. That's basically what he's saying. Without you, there is no program. So then, okay, here you come, and the next thing you do, you set the website up, and the next thing we do, we have service every Sunday. The next thing we do, we put it out on the website, because it all makes sense now. It didn't make sense at that time.
Yeah.
Why would the Lord not give me when I had all this information? I got no platform. And the Lord said, I'll give you a platform. That's basically, when I look back, that's basically what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a platform. It'll go around the world. And you'll not only give you a platform, I'll get you to roll out that meat in due season. And then, once that era is done, once that grizzly shuts down, there's that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, where that living water,
mm-hmm.
come and drink out of the waters of life freely. It's right here. And you can get on board if you want to, because it's free. It says, come and drink out of the waters of life, whosoever will. See, we have no control over it. We just live from day to day, and then we get these nasty emails. And I don't even read them. You read them. And I wasn't going to do that. To me, they were just a cheap shot, you know,
mm-hmm.
from some no-brainer,
mm-hmm.
or some lightweight,
mm-hmm.
that's trying to throw, you know, these spitballs. You throw at somebody you don't like sometimes,
mm-hmm.
back in the school days.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't like somebody, you just kind of throw a spitball at them.
Mm-hmm.
If you're rude, that's all they're doing behind it. It's the spirit of Satan. And I wasn't going to do nothing, and I just kind of ignore it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If I would answer every negative thing, I'd be running around like a yo-yo, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's what the devil wants.
The devil, what he wants to do, he wants to drag you into spiritual, I call it a spiritual gunfight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guy said this and this. Well, let him say whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? Doesn't bother me if they flatter me, or it doesn't bother me if they criticize
mm-hmm.
me, you know. Either way, I'm just,
mm-hmm.
I'm just taking a walk in the park, you know what I'm saying? I'm just living from day to day, having a great old time, just doing what the Lord wants me to do. I refuse to be flattered. And if they want to criticize me, it doesn't bother me, because the Bible says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and say all manner of evil against you. I don't know how you feel about these. You read them. I'm not the one that reads them.
Well, I just thought, you know what, we'll mind the Lord to see if he wants us to address this or not. Dear, immaturely written. They're very, very broken uply written. No structure. Just broken English, and almost like, I'm sure a 5-year-old could write better. And I just thought,
very immature.
Yeah, very immature, and very like very disrespectful. Like, they don't even know that you spell God with a capital letter G and Jesus with a capital letter J. They don't even give God the respect that he deserves, and Jesus the respect that he deserves. So that's right away lets me know that these people are very uninformed, uneducated to the things of God. So somebody maybe told them, they went to church somewhere and somebody told them about Jesus, and they decided they're born again. That seems to be the trend of this younger generation in their mindset. Even the older, the churches of this world has deceived so many people in saying that they're born again just because they heard the name Jesus and they're born again. It's a very, very deceptive world out there. And like I said, we thought we'll just ignore them, because really they're not really worthy to be mentioned. But the other night I was laying in bed around 4 or 5, and I was just laying there, and the thought of these emails came into my thoughts. And it was like neither this way or that way. It was just like I was walking in the park, and I was just minding my own business, and these emails came into my thoughts. And then as soon as those emails came into my thoughts, this scripture came to me. It's in John 12:48. And it's Jesus saying, he that rejected me and receive it not my words, at one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. And I thought, wow, that's actually scary. Because now that these people have heard these messages out of curiosity, or out of just finding fault, or out of just throwing spitballs, or whatever the case may be, or people are serious, some people are serious, whatever the case may be, now that they have heard the truth, because we did not put this website, it was not our idea. That idea, that thought came from heaven to start up this website. So it's not us going out and doing our own thing. Because every week the Lord will give us something to speak on. And I thought, this is actually very scary, because now that they have heard this, these words, they are going to be accountable to those things that they have now heard on the day of judgment. Because it says, the truth has come, and whatever you do with the truth, like Jesus came in his hour, he spoke the words of truth. And as he went away, he had men on ground that would continue the work of truth for him. Like in our hour, he sent Brother Brenham with a message for our day. Then he continued with Brother Jackson. And now he's continuing here with this work, with the meat in due season, the living waters. And now that they've heard it, these words, they don't repent, it's going to condemn them. But people who accept it, and want to improve their lives, and want to live a life acceptable to God and pleasing, to those people, they'll be a benefit, and God will accept them on that day. But those people that are out there just to do it for jest, they're doing it for jest,
mockery,
whatever, criticizing, like they're listening to it. And then taking your words that you're saying and then throwing them back at you, you know, in a twisted, wrongful manner. Almost like
half-truths.
Yes, half-truths. Almost listening to them and twisting them up and throwing them back at you. It's a very immature way of doing things. Like
very derogatory.
Mm-hmm, yes, and then
I wasn't going to say no. I just ignore them because it just wanted attention to me. But then, like you were saying, you had a dream, eh, or whatever. You're laying there, and the thought came, and then the scripture came to you. And then, well, up until then, we're just going to keep ignoring them. But then something grows up inside of you that we have to address this, you know, and because we can't let them get away with it.
Because this is actually a warning to them. You know, if you listen to them, you're going to be held accountable to these words.
Yeah.
On the day of judgment, these words are going to come back at you, because they're going to play over in your head and your thoughts, because that's how God does things. They bring them back to your remembrance. And he's going to, what did you do with these words that were spoken? Did you do something about it? Or did you just use them as a weaponry, as a criticism, as mockery, and as something that you think, oh, you're this most holiest person. I'm going to get this guy. It's going to judge you that day.
You seem to think, get a kick out because I had to eat crow. I love eating crow, you know. If Saul, when he was confronted with his issues, when God came and confronted him, or Samuel came and told him what went wrong, he said, "Come and I sinned, but come and honor me." He said, "But you know that he wasn't willing to eat crow. You know, he wasn't willing to own up. You know, he was just kind of sweeping it under the rug and wanted to be honored." And then you take Saul's end. What did he do? He committed suicide at the end. And then you go over to David, who was a man after God's own heart. What's the difference between Saul and David? What caused got to say a man after my own heart. It was when David was confronted, when the prophet came to him, confronted him with his issues. That was, no, he went out, he ate crow, you know. Mm-hmm. He wasn't afraid of eating crow. Mm-hmm. And he, what happened at the end of his, throughout his life, his kingdom got restored back to him.
Mm-hmm.
So what's wrong with eating crow? You know, the way you read it, I didn't read it, but you said, he's making fun of me because I had to eat crow. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad to eat crow. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I'd rather eat crow than be condemned, you know.
Yeah, and then
because what happens is, mm-hmm. when you're not willing to man up, when you, see, sometimes the Lord will let you make a mistake, just to check it. See if you can man up, eh? That's what he did with David. David went and prayed, Lord, reveals to me the hidden things in my heart. Mm-hmm. So the Lord allowed him to fall into the Bathsheba thing. But it wasn't the Bathsheba thing. It was when he was confronted with it. He manned up to it. Mm-hmm. You could go read the history. How he didn't care what people said to her thing. And he was king of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And here, I'm not even less than no. Why would I not own up? Because I honestly did not know. For 10 years, I've been putting this thing out. The 2020. And it dawned on me it was a mistake. It was wrong. So what do? Justify myself? No, I'll own up to it. I'll eat crow and I have to do it 10 times over. I'll do it 10 times over. Just like the Apostle Paul. Every chance he got, I'm the worst of the worst, you know. Mm-hmm. I did this and that. You shouldn't be ashamed to eat crow. But I find very few people that can do that. They can own up. They make mistakes. They say, put things out there, but they can't go back and correct it.
Mm-hmm.
They're too proud.
Yes, because
say, to me it don't bother me. I'm glad I saw it. I couldn't wait to get up in the morning and tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we say we got to sit down. We got to figure out what went wrong here. See, that's just the way it is. They got the wrong impression about this eating crow thing. They got a different view. And like I said last week, I kind of take it for granted that people are like you and me. We've been. Mm-hmm. Lord's been dealing with me since I was 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And probably with you too. Mm-hmm. And all my life, I want to know this God, you know. I didn't have a clue
mm-hmm.
what this God was like. And I take it for granted everybody's like mm-hmm. that. But see, that's kind of my mistake. I take it for granted that people mm-hmm. that people have been reading the Bible. I read my Bible maybe 5-6 times.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's another thing the Lord dealt with me during the week. You just throw these scriptures out, but you gotta tell people where they're at. Because they're ignoramuses.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been brought up reading the Bible. Mm-hmm. They've never read the Bible, or maybe some bits or pieces of it. So he let me know during the week, you need to say where it's at,
mm-hmm.
and read it out of the Bible, not just quote it. Because, like I say, I practically know the Bible in my heart, as I've been in this for since the Lord saved me. I've really been in since 1975. And I haven't been doing what I feel I should have. I failed them so often, there's times I get faint in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Could have done a lot more. But I did what he did. Mm-hmm. You know, when the Lord, ever so often, he'd come on the scene. Came on the scene when I was 7 years old. Like I told you the other day, I went to bed. There was a Christian man came to the community to call me then, Clarence Jordan from Georgia. And people that know Clarence Jordan, maybe the older generation know, heard about Clarence Jordan. He started a commune down in Georgia somewhere, Reba Place or something like that, Cananea, whatever. But anyway, in the whole place, he was a Christian man.
Mm-hmm.
And he went over to the church to give his testimony of where he's coming from. And the whole place was charged up. You could feel something in the air. Mm-hmm. I was 7 years old. I could feel it. I mm-hmm. couldn't explain it. And I remember going to bed. I said, you know, if there was a God, if I knew there was a God, I would serve him.
Mm-hmm.
It's just depth of my soul. The next day, we're playing on the ice, and I broke through the ice. And in my spirit, it wasn't the voice, in my spirit. You said yesterday, last night you said, if you knew there was a God, you would serve me. I'm holding your foot. I'm going mm-hmm. under the curb. And I'm holding your foot so you don't go under the curb. Mm-hmm. There is a God. I am a God. I'm holding it. I'm holding your foot here. something to that effect. And that stayed with me as a 7-year-old. That stayed with me throughout my life. To this day, I can feel like it was yesterday. I can still feel that grip on my right foot, just holding firm. I'm holding her foot.
Yeah, with me, I felt the presence of God all my life. Since I was a young girl, I felt His love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like I say, I take it for granted that people know that too. People have been like that, but they're not. They're ignorant. They do ignorant things? They don't even know, like I said. They don't even know that you spell God with a capital G.
Mm-hmm.
And see, then when they address Him as He, you spell it with a capital H.
And they see, they have no fear of God. See, that's the scary part. No fear of God.
They fear not God.
What they say or do, they think they can just wrap off their mouth at things like it says over in Peter and Jude, speaking evil against dignities and against spiritual things that they are clueless of. Like saying that because I believe this stuff, it must have fallen on my head.
Yeah, when you were young or something.
And stuff like that.
See, blaspheming.
Yes, blaspheming. See, these things, with Brother Brennan, there was a lady there too in his ministry that called what he was teaching trash. And you know what? She died a very awful death. They called him to her bedside, and there's nothing he could do for the woman. She overstepped the grace of God, and she could no longer repent. See, people, that's what I'm trying to tell people.
They cross a line.
They cross a line. They have no fear of what God can do and what they're speaking against. Who they're speaking against, like when they say these things, it's like they're speaking against God and what God is doing. So it's not good. So like if you don't agree with stuff you hear, there are lots of websites out there that people can go to that will tickle your ears and hear what you want to hear. Just move on, but don't defile yourself.
Yeah, they're doing themselves a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm.
See, here it says in Jude. Jude is only one chapter. Well, I'll start in 5 because, like, the Lord is dealing with me. These people, they never read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
They just hear what they hear.
Mm-hmm.
They go to their church. I don't know if they even go to church. But they cheat go to these churches. It's a charismatic church. It's full of seducing spirits. And Jude here says, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angel, which kept not the first estate, but left their own habitation, had reserved and driven the chains of darkness under the judgment of that great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, here are these filthy dreamers now that throw out these negative emails.
Mm-hmm.
They think they get away with it, but they're not according to my Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, also the filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Dignities is spiritual things.
Mm-hmm.
This is things that come from the Lord. This website, that's that dignities.
Mm-hmm.
And they speak evil of it. See what happens? They speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him any railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke you. But here, these people, they sent these nasty emails. These people, these speak evil of those things which they know not. Completely clueless what this is about. These speak things, but what they know naturally as brood beasts, and these things they corrupt themselves. See, that's what I was trying to say. They're corrupting themselves. They're not doing nothing to us.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a blessing because the Bible says, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and say all manner of evil, for great is your reward in heaven. Every time they the Petrodis spitball to give another blessing. Mm-hmm. Kind of this the spirit of Satan. Mm-hmm. And they're so ignorant and so unlearned that they allow themselves to be used by Satan. They don't read the book. They don't read the Bible.
We're not talking about anything but the works of the devil. That's what we hate.
Yeah, they say his message is full of hate. Mm-hmm. You better believe it, I hate the devil. Mm-hmm. You better believe it, I hate that false baptism, that diabolical Roman Catholic Nicaea Roman baptism. Mm-hmm. You better believe it. I hate everything of the works of the devil. Mm-hmm. But the thing is full of hate. We don't hate the person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The person needs to be saved. He needs to repent. Mm-hmm. But we hate that devil that they've given themselves over to. Mm-hmm. Like here it says, they speak evil of those things which they not, but what they know naturally as brood beasts, and those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone the way of Cain, and ran greedily after error of Balaam for reward, and perished and again see of Kor. These are spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. See, they fear not God. Mm-hmm. I mean,
without fear,
it's all about fearing God. They don't fear the consequences, what's going to happen. But anyway, I'm going to read you something here. You see, Samuel judging. No, I'm going to read you something that we don't judge. It's that word, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. It's that word that's going to judge us. John chapter 5, for those that have a Bible. For the Father judgeth no man, but I committed all judgment unto the Son. You see, hear that phrase time and again? Mm-hmm. Like a no-brainer? Mm-hmm. God's going to judge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to go to the Bible. Bible is going to judge. Here it says, for the Father judgeth no man. God's not judging nobody. Mm-hmm. But had committed all judgment unto the Son. Okay, now he's handing it over to the Son.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Let's see what the Son says. Where did you read that now? Oh, I'll start 47. But if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. See?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said this, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejected me and received not my words hath one that judged him. The word that I have spoken, the same will judge him in that last day. See? It's that word.
Mm-hmm.
That, and it's the same here today. It's the word that Paul spoke that's going to judge his generation. Mm-hmm. It's that word that Irenaeus spoke.
Yeah.
It's that word that Brother Brenham spoke. That word that Brother Jackson spoke. It's that word that we're speaking. And we're speaking truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will make an error. We say something. We'll go back. Lord, bring us to our remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go back and eat crow if we need to.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to sweep it under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
We'll correct it. Because there's a lot of things you see sometimes, and the Lord has to bring it to your remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just go back and you correct it. But that's the word Jesus said here. Like I said back in John chapter 5. God judged no man, has given the judgment of the Son. The Son says, I'm not going to judge you either. It's the words that I speak are going to judge you on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where that is in Psalm where the Bible says God has put his word above his name?
138:2. I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name.
See, a lot of people don't know this. As big as God is,
mm-hmm.
His word is bigger. Because he has put his word above his name.
Mm-hmm.
See, God is accountable to his word.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
How much more are we? See, we got that word right in our faith every day. We got that word. That's the one that's going to judge us. Not God, not Jesus,
mm-hmm.
not me. But it's that word that's going to judge us on that day.
Mm-hmm.
These songs we sing, they're going to judge people on that day. These people in hell, I read a book about this girl that went to hell. Now they're over and over in remorse what they heard when they were here on earth. Many times the Lord has tried to call them, get their attention, and they rejected and rejected. And then down there it just goes over and over throughout it. Forever in hell, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The same remorse. Second Peter chapter 2. It's a good chapter. But there are false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring any damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, that brought them upon themselves with swift destruction. See, they accuse us for this, bringing damnable heresies. What we're bringing is truth, not damnable heresies. They accuse us of that. Many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom that way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with fain words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingered not, and their damnation slumbered not. See here, I was thinking about that during the week. Just because it doesn't happen today.
Mm-hmm.
It says here, whose judgment now of long time lingered not, and their damnation slumbered not. It's coming, if they don't repent.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says so. And if God spare not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell, and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. And spare not the old world, but save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing the flood upon the world of the ungodly. See, they made fun of Noah. Noah was that voice at that hour. You know, if you listen to Noah, what you'd have done, if you'd have believed him, you'd have gotten into the ark. But see, they didn't believe him. They decided it's better to mock him.
Yeah.
And send spitballs after him and do whatever they can to try to degrade him, you know. But Noah he went on. He was doing his thing. He was just kneeling away at the ark, having himself a great old time. Because he knew there was a flood coming. He believed it. And turned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemning them with an overthrow, making them an example for those that after should live ungodly. See, the examples are all over what happens when people mock. They mock Noah. They didn't believe him. And deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unfulfilled deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh and the lust of uncleanliness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, and they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. See? This, just like brute beasts.
Mm-hmm.
Like brute beasts, and they defile themselves and they don't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're educating a bunch of very, very ignorant people, mm-hmm. very unlearned.
Yeah.
I don't know where these people were brought up. Yeah. I think they're mostly ex-Hutterites. Maybe even from the colony that sent these rotten emails. Maybe from that Greenwald. The Greenwald people, they're so... They've never been taught nothing, looks like.
They all spell God with a small G and Jesus with a small G, so I really don't know. They almost seem to be in that same category.
Maybe it's just one guy pretending it's somebody else.
Who knows? Yeah.
But they're very immature, very disrespectful, very unlearned, and thinking they're doing something when they throw a spitball at it. Well, they're doing themselves. Mm-hmm. What they're doing exactly what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. They're defiling themselves. And they're paving the way direct to hell.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what the Bible says they're doing. But I thought that we should address it. But when you had that dream, or when you had that scripture come to you, well, you figured, well, we can't let them get away with it. Where angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brood beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their corruption. See, they corrupt themselves, and they shall utterly perish in their own corruption. And shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. But that's the penalty, that they go and throw spitballs. Like I say, it don't bother me. Mm-hmm. Either way, it's what they do to themselves. We're telling people the truth here. Like we had a conversation, let the truth will set you free. Mm-hmm. This is what's going over in John, chapter 3. I'll just read it for the sake of these spitball throwers. I don't think we're supposed to like it when people send the derogatory email just because we don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If we like it, we're falling into their lot.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We're just not learning to let them get away with it. See, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We're having this conversation that come to their senses. Even they can repent.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to have to go to a place where they can move the heart of God. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Where they can, a contrite heart. God will not reject. Yeah. That's all they can do. They've done the damage, but they got to, they've defiled themselves already. Now they got to dig themselves out of that hole.
Mm-hmm.
And it says here, John chapter 3, verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the Son of God. And here, I'm going to start it. This is the condemnation. This is what's going to condemn them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Bible says. John chapter 3, verse 19. That light, that truth, has come into the world, but men love the lie. They love the darkness. They love rather than the light, rather than the truth, because their deeds were evil. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh he to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And I'll put that instead of light, I'll put in truth. He that is condemned, and this is the condemnation, that the truth has come. They heard the truth now.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them the truth. Now it's up to them what they're going to do about it. The truth has come, it has been told to them, and men, they love the lie. They love to make fun, they love to mock, they love to throw these spitballs at you, mm-hmm. and they pat themselves on the back. Then they get together with their buddies and they brag how they told him off and this and that and the other.
Mm-hmm.
But this is that's what's going to condemn. They love the lie rather than the truth, because their deeds were evil. And like I say, we're not judging, no, but it's his word that's judging people. We have no control what they do. The ball is in their court what they do with it. Because this is the truth. This is the condemnation, that the truth has come and into the world, and men love the lie more than the truth, because their deeds were evil. Well, they can repent and turn to the Lord and ask him to help them, like we sang that song. What will you do with Jesus Christ as he pleads with you today? He's still pleading with mankind. There's still 10 months left where he's still on the seat of mercy.
Mm-hmm.
But once that is over, you can cry all you want.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than love, because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil, everyone that does the lie hates the truth. Neither cometh he to the truth, lest his deeds should be reproved. Lest his deeds should be exposed. I'm not afraid of eating crow. Because
mm-hmm.
I want my deeds to be exposed.
Yeah,
if I do something wrong, I want everybody to know about it.
Mm-hmm. That you can correct it.
Yeah. What would have been wrong if Saul would have just owned up, manned up?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that doeth the lie hates the truth. Neither cometh he to the truth, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that does the truth cometh to the truth, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God.
Mm-hmm.
That was condemning these people. I know there's a lot of people that do it out of ignorance.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Ignorance is no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, once it's, see what happens when the Lord gives you that scripture. You're laying there, and the Lord gives you that scripture. The word is going to condemn them.
Mm-hmm.
Now this thing is, now they're no more ignorant. It's out in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. We had a conversation. It goes into the heavenly realm. And they'll probably listen to it because they like the title.
Nasty emails.
Mm-hmm. The nasty emails. Of course, everybody wants to. It's just the human nature, you know. Mm-hmm. They like reading nasty stuff. Well, we're not putting them on. We're just having a conversation. We put the good ones on,
mm-hmm.
but not the nasty ones. They're not worth about in print. Not on this website, anyway. Mm-hmm. They want to keep doing it, go for it. But see, that's not what this is about. This website is not for those kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
They can go and there's a lot of stuff out there that they would rather listen to these lies,
mm-hmm.
these charismatic preachers and these wanting your money and all that.
These ear ticklers.
Yeah, tickle their ears. It says in the last days, men shall be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, and definitely about seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's in, that in Timothy?
Yes, it's in Timothy. 1:4.
Yeah, see, that's the hour we're living in. We're living in a very perilous times. We're living in a time where if you're not in the fight, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you haven't accumulated yourself something spiritually up till now, you're going to cave.
Mm-hmm.
The forces are so strong
and
the darkness is so great out there that if you haven't accumulated yourself something,
mm-hmm.
then you don't have a change. You don't have a prayer, because you're in that gray horse era,
yeah.
where it's neither black nor white.
You're in
the Laodicea lukewarmness, where it's neither hot nor cold. You got all these demonic forces, the gray horse rider, the lukewarmness, and there read in Israel that the other day, faith will be taken from the earth,
in
the way of truth will be evil spoken of. And what Jesus said, when he comes, will he find faith on earth?
Mm-hmm.
All this is gone. If you haven't spent the last 30, 40 years accumulating for yourself something, it's going to be pretty dumb. The only way you can maybe get through this, if you listen to these messages and try to accumulate something for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have something and change your lifestyle. So you at least have a lifestyle that you can maybe, the Lord can be attracted to, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But now, here you got the apostasy in the land. The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, that shall be now. Now we're in the latter times. We're not in the end times. We're in the latter days. We're in the end time, but we're also in the latter times. Some shall depart from the faith. We've seen that happen. The 2 days are done. We're in the third day.
Mm-hmm.
That's departing from the faith.
Yeah.
That's not remembering the things you've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a stand against who you let in your pulpit. You can't let somebody enter your pulpit to feed your people, knowing very well that they're got a different belief structure.
Mm-hmm.
The 2 days are done. They bring that spirit into your pulpit. And how are you going to drive it out again? You know, once it's in there, it just festers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some shall giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That 2 day thing. That third day thing, that's brought on by seducing spirits, and it evolves into doctrines of devils. Speaking lies and hypocrisy. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. These spitball throwers, they can go read it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Go to 2 Timothy. They probably should know by now where that is. It's in the Bible. And 2 Timothy chapter 3:1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, and men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. See? Despising those that are tried. I've tried all my life. What do? You get despisers, them that are good. Not that I'm good at myself, but I've always tried to reach out for the heavenly things.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I fail them. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. And that's what we did. We left that movement along the Brother Jacks because of this very scripture here. Denying the power, having a form of godliness and denying the thereof. From such turn away. We turned away from the two-day crowd. We turned away from the we're in the third day. The after 2 day crowd. Turn away from, because we have no weaponry. In our arsenal to fight these spirits. We can only do one thing, turn away. From such turn away. From this sort are they which creep into houses and leave captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men as theirs also was. That is scripture upon scripture. Mm-hmm. But we're trying to do here, since the Lord gave you that scripture, we're addressing it. We're not going to let it go. We're not going to let these guys get away from it. Because we have to address it, you know.
The Lord brought it to our attention, and then we would be negligent if we don't address it.
Because among them, see, there's one kingpin there, and he gets the ball rolling. And he gets others excited about it. And he loves to feed others the same junk, same spitballs. Yeah, before you know it, they're all throwing spitballs.
Yeah, and they try to compete each other who can throw the most spitballs and stuff.
But among them, there might be that innocent one that finally just kind of got cut in the crossfire and goes along with it.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to kind of
be the black sheep.
Be different. Mm-hmm. So he just caters along, just like it was in the days of Noah.
Yeah.
They all said he's foolish to build an ark. And then before you know it, everybody said it. But see, here it's the same thing. We can't let these people get away with it. Even people in this truth, even people in the pulpit, they hear us and they come against us, you know. I know where they tap in. And I know what their titles are. I don't listen to them. But I just kind of read their titles. And it's a lot of it is copycatty. But that's their thing. This here's the Lord's thing. This is really not even my thing. I'm just, you know, this week he dealt with me during the week to have to address the situation. You have to take it back to the Word. And what you have to do, you got to tell the people where it's at, where it is. So if there is somebody on there that really is just kind of going along to get along, you can go to the Scriptures to see if these things be so. You can go to Jude, see what happens with people that how they defile themselves when they follow their ranks, you know, and how this is the judgment, and like it says in John in chapter 3, verse 18 and 19 and down there, that they're condemning themselves. This is the condemnation that the truth has come. What are you going to do with it? You're going to reject it or accept it. Well, you better have to accept it, because at the end of the day, you get nothing, especially knowing now for surety that you don't have a year for the grace age. What happens after the grace age? After Jesus goes off the mercy seat. He's not on the mercy seat anymore. He's not pleading. He's not that intercessor for you anymore. He's not pleading your cause anymore. He's off the mercy seat. The day of redemption is over, you know. It's all done with. The door is shut. He said, many will come and say, Lord, open up. He says, I don't know. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. He was pushing the can down just too far, once too many times. He was kicking the can down the road too many times. Instead of sitting back, I got to do something about my eternal destiny. That's what I did.
Yeah.
And I needed a Savior.
And take it serious, you know. God is not mocked.
Yeah, we're still, you know, the accusers of hate. Well, yeah, we hate what you guys are doing. I'm not going to rejoice at getting a spitball thrown at me. I don't like it because it's for your demise, you know. We care about people. That's why this website, that's why the Lord told us to start up this website, because we care about people. We want to set the captives free. Of course I hate that outright thing. It's a prison. That's what it is. The Bible says it is. It says it's a prison, a hold, and a cage of every foul and hateful bird, because Satan has infiltrated every aspect of society. and it's just right now coming to fruition. What it really is all about, incest and pedophilia, you name it, what's in there. Even preachers coming out and up being pedophiles. And then you're trying to tell me it's a good thing, and I'm not going to say nothing about it. I'm going to write it, scream it from the rooftops. It's all about that Nicaea diabolical, artificial counterfeit. Yeah, counterfeit baptism. Satan, before Satan could bring in his baptism, he had to wait 300 years for the apostles to go off the scene and for them to become lukewarm and for them to kind of get like people are today. But praise God, there's somebody here that's stepping up to the plate and saying things that really need to be said. Because we had a conversation. If I please men, I can't be a servant of Christ. And we're going to keep on speaking up, whether people like it or not. But see, back then, at Nicaea, Rome, the devil had to kind of bring in these antichrists and slowly paralyze the church, the Church of Ephesus. He brought in these phonies. And that caused rift in the church and brought in these legalists. Took him 325 years before he could introduce his phony, artificial baptism, counterfeit baptism. And now he's invaded the whole world. It's just under that same delusion. Like you were saying, you could go live up on the moon. If you've been baptized that way, that baptism will follow you wherever you go because it's diabolic, it's satanic. It's unfruitful vine. And the Hutterites, they baptize that way. And then they blame me for saying something against it. Of course I'll say something against it. Mm-hmm. Because I found out that's the root. I spent all my life wondering. Not all my life, but once I saw what's going on here. Like my dad, they say, I talk bad about my dad. No, I talk bad about the things he did. Because he was caught up in the web. Mm-hmm. It's a spider web of the same diabolical deception that the Roman Catholic Church back in the Dark Ages, to the Christians, to the believers. It was full reign. If anybody, they call him a heretic. If anybody believes in baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he was burned at the stake in a heartbeat. Because now, once Satan got this ball of roll, which was nice here after Constantine, now if you read the parables, everybody in his dog can come and lodge in that tree. Every kind, bird of every kind can come and lodge in that tree. That was after Constantine. Introduced, from now on everybody's a Christian.
Yeah.
From now on everybody has to be baptized in the tithes of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And there, just for sake of mentioning it, that's where that Christmas comes in. That's why we don't celebrate Christmas. Mm-hmm. Because here's the Christians, and here's the sun worshippers. Mm-hmm. They worship the sun on December 25th, the sun comes back. And Constantine was a sun worshiper. You could go back. We've been in that history. We did our research. We did our homework. I didn't spend the last 30, 40 years just running around all over the world. Mm-hmm. I did my research. I wanted to know some things. And I found the history of it. And Constantine was a sun worshiper. And the way he brought in to unite the sun worshipers with the Christians. Now, everybody's a Christian. Huh? Everybody can come in this tree. He decided he's going to use that for Christ's birthday, December 25th. Mm-hmm. Got nothing to do with Christ's birthday. It's got to do with paganism. Mm-hmm. That's why we do not celebrate Christmas. And then I could take you back in Ezekiel and then Isaiah, where Satan said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put my throne up at the Most High God. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be like him. I'm going to more or less step over him. Mm-hmm. That's his ambition. That's what the Lucifer had back in the day, and then God disconnected him. Mm-hmm. But he still has that same ambition to be like God. That's why he's running around. He wants everybody to worship him. Mm-hmm. And what he wants to do is see God is a spirit. He's everywhere present, nowhere absent. He's here if we see him or not, you know. Like Jesus, he can only be at one place at one time. But Satan, he wanted to be everywhere at one place at one time. Mm-hmm. So he come up with this counterfeit Santa Claus thing. Mm-hmm. And he's got these children, these kids, living in the delusion that Santa Claus is bringing me something tonight, and he's going to the neighbor's house, and he's going to the next city, and he's all around the world at the same night in one day. It's the only thing, it's a delusion. Mm-hmm. It's a lie. That's how Satan works, through delusion. Mm-hmm. Now we got everybody believing that he's like God.
Yeah.
everywhere present, everywhere at Christmas time in one place, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just an illusion. Mm-hmm. But that's his ambition that he had back there. He wanted to be like God. Well, God can be here, and at the same time, he can be down in Greenwald. Or he can be over in Russia at the same time, because he's everywhere present and nowhere absent. And that's what the Lord, the devil desired to have. But he couldn't have it. He can never become like that. But it's still his ambition. So he puts up this phony Santa Claus and this phony Christmas thing and all that stuff. So that's why we don't go there. We don't celebrate Christmas.
Mm-hmm. All they need to do is, because Jesus was 33 and a half years old when he was crucified. All they have to do is calculate back and they'll find out he was born in October.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
that,
right.
That's, I did that when I became a Christian. I knew that.
There's no way he could be born in December.
In December, there is no way, because it's not a half year.
And if you go to Israel in December, the shepherds don't much reflect at night. In December. You got them in the barn where it's born, because it's cold out there in the mountain over in Judea. That's where they were watching flock. When shepherds watch their flocks at night. October, yeah, it's still not December. It's still pretty good and warm where you can be out watching your flocks at night. Yeah, it's just, that's what I found out on my search. I didn't waste my young years.
Yeah.
Just wasting away. And I did the research. I questioned. I went to the Bible. I did what I assume everybody else is doing that's out there. Concerned about their eternal destiny. That's what I did. I always had a concern. I might be up at 6 o'clock reading my Bible. Read my Bible through 5 times, even a lot I didn't understand. Couldn't understand the book of Revelation, but it said, blessed and holy is he that reads it. I just kept reading it. I was intrigued with the book of Revelation. I was intrigued with Ezekiel, the wheels within the wheels. There's lots that I still don't know, but I know quite a bit, more than I used to know. I know that God sent a prophet. I know that he sent an apostle. I know that he opened up, that prophet opened up the book of Revelation to us. Without that, I wouldn't know nothing about the book of Revelation. I'd be like everybody else out here trying to figure it out. You can't figure it out. It's got a, it's sealed. God told John to seal it. And it's sealed. And then he told Daniel, seal up the book. The end time is sealed. But he said, Daniel said at the end time, the wise shall understand. We know exactly what Daniel saw. We know exactly what these beasts are. Where did we get it from? We were willing to be taught. We were willing to sit under a ministry that's going to teach us. We were willing to accept the fact God did send the prophet. God did send William Branham. And God did anoint. He didn't send him from heaven. He anointed him. And he anointed Brother Jackson to do the things he did, the prehistoric world. And he's anointing us to have these conversations. Whether people like it or not. See, they like what God did in the past. They like what he's going to do in the future. But they don't like what's current.
Yeah.
What's today. That's the way the human race is.
That's how the devil distracts a lot
like,
of people.
Like this one guy said straight to my face, I wouldn't believe a word you said even if I know it was true. Straight to my face. I said, that's your problem. He didn't know what he was saying, probably. I was okay with it. I didn't care. I'll just carry on, do whatever the Lord puts in my heart. And if he uses us, not if, he is using us. Because I say, 2-3 months ago, I couldn't say it. But about a month ago, he gave me the go ahead to say it. I can say it. I can say it and mean it. I can say it, I don't have to lie about it. And I can say it with a surety. Just like he did. Just like Brother Brennan with the United, you believe me to be God's prophet? Brother Jex, I'm your spiritual daddy. Under the United, you could say it. I could say this here now. I could say it for the last month. This is that chapter that God is going to use to deliver the living water. I used to wonder and meet that due season. I used to wonder, how is he going to clean up that mess? Well, God is so honest and so fair. Well, it's simple. Everybody that thinks he is somebody, well, he has to humble himself and accept the fact that God is using Sam and Lorraine to bring out that meat in due season. That's all you got to do. Mm-hmm. But will they? Their pride won't let them, mm-hmm. most of them. And they'll have to go down. But see that eagle, I saw it during the week. There's people out there, they don't care who it comes from. There's such a hunger
yeah.
and a thirst for that meat. Like that eagle, he's depending on that meat in due season. He's didn't come sit where the carcass is, the eagle together. And I saw it just like a vulture. I guess it was an eagle. He couldn't wait till we put the next message out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I seen in my spiritual eyes. And that's why this is not our thing. I could never deliver nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Just this week we just decided we were going to let these guys get away with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be held accountable, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot more I could say, you know. But there's a lot in the songs. What will you do with Jesus Christ?
Yeah, that's right.
Will you let him in your life? Will you mm-hmm. let him change your life? Mm-hmm. Or will you walk away?
Mm-hmm.
Judgment is looming on the rise. Mm-hmm. We got that date right. Mm-hmm. September 15th. End of the grace age.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning of the week of Daniel. Beginning of the, be the true Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
I was just reading, I think I was reading it last week, or maybe we were discussing it. Oh yeah, I listened to Brother Jackson on that that message.
Grace versus the law.
Grace versus the law, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there he went back. That new year starts at the new moon in April, at the equinox there. But sometimes it's March.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it goes into April, but it's right the first new moon after the equinox.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the way it works?
After the spring equinox, yeah.
After spring equinox. Mm-hmm. Spring is March usually 21
yeah.
there, when equinox mm-hmm. is. Then it's the first new moon. Let's say the moon falls on
yeah.
the 24th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's when the new year starts.
Yeah.
It's not always the same
yeah.
because mm-hmm. of the 365 days. So that's when the new year starts next year. You had to figure it right to the T.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you had a new moon. But you had, I think you had, then it falls on 14 days later is when.
When the 15th day is Passover, that's when Jesus was crucified.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. you take it from the new moon and you go right up to the Yom Kippur.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the Bible outline. And that's what you did. You're better at math than I am. And you can figure these things out. And you're on to the feast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're on there like a Doberman.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I'm not. I'm just kind of tagging along there. Because it's really... But it makes sense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The real Yom Kippur is September the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And 16 right there.
Because all the other feasts have already happened. Like the Feast of the Passover. The Unleavened Bread is the church age. 7 days. So not even of eating unleavened bread. That's the seven church ages. And then you have the feast of the first fruits, where Jesus was resurrected. And then you have the feast of Pentecost, where the Holy Ghost fell.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then in that particular day, they also had a feast, the
mm-hmm.
Israelites. It was called the Feast of Pentecost. And then the fifth feast is the Feast of the Trumpets, which started in the 1900s. To call out the Jewish people back to their home and the homeland. The rabbis were sent all over the world to prophesy, it's now time to come back home. And those who listened, they were safe, but those who didn't, they fell under the Holocaust. And then you come to the sixth feast, which is the Day of Atonement. That's the day when the Jewish people will recognize Jesus, who they pierced.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Day of Atonement. And there's only one day that they'll do that, and that's when the week starts, when they will recognize Jesus as a nation. Because in the grace age, Jesus works on the individual. But with Israel, he always works as a nation. And then on that Day of Atonement, the Jewish people will recognize Jesus Christ is their Messiah, because they'll recognize him, that they pierced him, they slain him 2,000 years ago. That's the Day of Atonement feast, and that can only, every feast, when you look at them, happen exact the same day, were fulfilled the exact day when they were celebrating him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same with us. It can't be different. God doesn't all of a sudden switch things around. He has a principle how he works things. And when the grace age ends, he goes back to the Jewish people. When does he go back? When they recognize Jesus.
See, he never deals with the Gentiles and the Jews at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
He either works with the Jews, like he did back under the law,
yeah.
And then when that temple door, he went to the Gentiles. Mm-hmm. He went, it was open for everybody. It was mm-hmm. grace.
Yeah.
He doesn't do grace and law.
Mm-hmm.
Law, then grace kept in,
mm-hmm.
and then now it's the end of the grace age.
Mm-hmm.
And now Israel is back under the law again. They go back to doing their temple thing. By that time, they'll have half the temple built yet, but they'll have the outer court, I think,
mm-hmm.
where they're going to be doing
the altar sacrifice.
The altar.
Uh-huh.
And that's all happening within the year.
Mm-hmm.
And we got it exactly right on. There's some little details that
mm-hmm.
every kind of Lord might have to fill in.
Mm-hmm.
But that next thing on that agenda is that miracle war,
mm-hmm.
where Israel takes the land. Then it's Ezekiel, where the Lord destroys that Magog, that Russian army, and all its satellites there. And then it's Yom Kippur. The Lord gets himself known
mm-hmm.
to the Jews. And he can't deal with the grace age and at the same time with the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
One has to stop and the other takes over. Mm-hmm. It's just the principle that God has.
There's one more week left for the Jewish people.
7 years left.
7 years. So he goes back to the Jewish people. He lets himself be known. It's like you can almost look at when Joseph, his brothers were there, but it wasn't until he let them know that I am Joseph, that they recognized him. And same with Jesus. He will be, the Jewish will recognize him through the ministry of those two prophets, Moses, the ministry of the anointing of Moses and Elijah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And their eyes will be open. It's
mm-hmm.
like, because they're blinded in part, that they're blind. There's a veil over their eyes. They can't see. Individually, a Jew can become a Christian, but that's why it says blinded in part. But as a nation, they're blinded. And then that blinder will be taken off, that veil, and they will recognize Jesus.
Yeah, it's just that you mentioned it, yeah. It's not Jesus himself
mm-hmm. yes.
and person that's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's through the two prophets, the anointing of Jesus, mm-hmm. through these two prophets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how they recognize, through the ministry
mm-hmm.
of the two prophets.
Mm-hmm.
And behind the scene, it's Jesus opening their understanding, because
yes.
he's now with the Jew.
Mm-hmm.
They're blinded in part, like you say. And here's the same thing. It's really not us. It's Jesus behind the scene
yeah.
that's doing
mm-hmm.
this. He's
mm-hmm.
moving in us to do whatever, to get our life in line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get our life in line is right.
Putting these things out. And this week we happen to go after these people. And hopefully somebody will hear it and take note. This is serious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're not only doing it for them, they're doing it to their children.
Yeah.
To their wife, to their children, because as they go, the family goes.
Exactly, like if you read the prophet Eli,
yeah,
because of what he allowed his boys to do, he had a man came and said, because of this, there will be no man that will reach the prime of life. They will all die young. See, these things get passed down
yeah.
from generation to generation. So that's why you need a fear of God. You can't speak on things that you don't know anything of. Like, if you don't know something, just be quiet and let things manifest itself.
See, like Achan, you know? When Israel went to destroy Jericho, Achan stole something from there, and then the next word he lost.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they had to go back and see what went wrong,
mm-hmm.
and if Joshua found out, you're the guy that stole something,
mm-hmm.
eh? And then he had to complain.
Mm-hmm.
But when judgment came, it was just Achan.
Yeah.
It was his wife who got the dose.
Mm-hmm.
It was his children. It was his dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It was everything that he owned was burned and destroyed and done away with. Mm-hmm. It's the same God today, and yesterday, today, and forever. Mm-hmm. And it also works the other way. If you believe this, mm-hmm. and you follow through with it, mm-hmm. and you're faithful to the end, mm-hmm. then God will see to it that you get a fair shot, mm-hmm. your wife, your children, your grandchildren.
Yeah.
You're doing it for yourself. That's another reason why I'm doing what I'm doing for my children's sake,
yeah.
because I got the promise that God will see to it, so he'll bring them through somehow. I don't know how. To me, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But not one of them will support me mm-hmm. right now. Not one of them will stand with me. In fact, they're trying to do everything they can to destroy it, to drive a wedge between us.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not. They're fighting God, you know, that's who they're fighting with. But see, I got to hang on to the promise that God lets end his word. That he's never seen where the righteous is forsaken and his seed begging for bread. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Just don't happen. But that's like I say, there's a lot more a person could see. But if God doesn't reach down and just move on that heart,
mm-hmm.
do something for him. They think they're big boys by throwing spitballs,
mm-hmm.
you know? But it doesn't affect us, no.
Mm-hmm. No.
We are who we are. We've come through a lot more than that.
That's right. We just needed to address it because it...
We brought it to your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I say for myself, I determined I'm just not going to give him any attention, but when the Lord brought that scripture to you, yeah, that makes sense. We're going to have to address it.
Mm-hmm.
That they're accountable now. Once it's out there, now you guys are accountable.
Mm-hmm.
You keep sending these negative, trashy emails. That's not what this website is for people like you.
Mm-hmm.
You go out and you find lots of stuff on the internet that'll tickle your ears.
Mm-hmm.
If it don't tickle your ears, just don't bother with it. And if you do listen to it, well, don't keep throwing spitball because mm-hmm. you're defiling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to say. Heavenly Father, we just had a bit of a conversation around your word. I just thank you for bringing this to light, that we have to address it and that we have to bring it out in the open, Lord. I pray you'll hold these people responsible that doing these things. And I just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, people don't take things serious.
No, they don't.
They don't know that God is accountable to his word.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is accountable to the word. He went to Calvary because it was written in the word.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to have to do.
Right.
And he couldn't get out of it. Even though he begged, Father, is it possible? Oh, God said, it's in my word. I can't change my word because I put my word above my man,
mm-hmm.
very name. You're going to have to go through it, son. And it's the same with us. He has a plan for us, ain't she made before the foundation of the world. And we got to fall in line,
whether
we like it or not.
Exactly.
No matter what it costs, we're not getting a pass. I wouldn't want nobody to have to go through what I had to go through in life. Now, I was not a happy camper. But I am now. yeah, not to complain about, man. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. It's good to know the Lord is in charge of this thing, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got nothing to worry about. Couldn't even go to my children's wedding. You know, I could cry the blues over it, but I don't. I was more blessed not going there than I would have been being there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What would I do at a wedding where nobody agrees with me? I was better off to go out in the bush and sit on a log and hear a frog croak. Nothing more brings me more pleasure than to be about the Lord's business. Say it the way he wants it said. Do what he wants done. Yeah, the biggest problem is the flesh, this carcass we're living in, this barrel that we're living in. That's the problem. I know what I'm saying is true. These spitballs they're throwing at us, they don't affect us, man. Because it's just a walking apart. And we wouldn't have had nothing. We wouldn't have said nothing. But when the Lord brings your attention, you better deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it affects us, anyway. We just got to do for their own sake. Mm-hmm. Maybe one of them might be one of those ones that belongs to the Lord. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't address it, then it could be lost.